Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers, and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. Dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. You have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $80,000 to search and rescue teams in 18 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Slovenia, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA.
Today's program features the second part of our two-part series on the courageous team members of Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, SARDA, based in the Mornington Peninsula in the state of Victoria, Australia. The non-profit organisation provides professionally trained search and rescue dogs that work together with human partners to locate lost and missing persons. The group services are provided free of charge to law enforcement agencies, on call 24 hours a day and 365 days a year. Members are always ready to provide assistance. In the aftermath of the Black Saturday bushfires that scorched the state of Victoria in February 2009, the worst natural catastrophe in Australia's history, many caring individuals and groups were on the scene to aid the local people in re-establishing their lives. The devoted SARDA team helped discover 18 deceased victims following wildfires, which brought comfort and finality to the disaster-stricken families.
River's my operational dog. He's been internationally assessed and accredited for the last 4 years. We used him and Gus in the bushfires that we had here in February of last year. We were deployed by the Metropolitan Fire Brigade to locate any remains in the houses that were left.
Some places that had already been searched and they couldn't find them, and the boy here found them, so gave some closure to the family. So
all the houses had collapsed. Some of them were just ash. So it was a very heart-wrenching area to do.
It's important for teammates to look out for each other at high-risk disaster scenes, such as in an area that has been devastated by a blaze.
In that situation, we had to be very mindful of their feet because there was a lot of hot zones still, and their eyes had to be constantly flushed because of all the smoke and ash. So the well-being of the dog is the most important thing, so you've got to be careful that you don't put the dog into a situation where he's going to hurt himself. You check their paws, that, you know, they've got no foreign material in them, glass and or splinters or what have you, so it can cause problems down the track.
Currently, the all-volunteer SARDA has 28 members, 20 active dog teams, and 8 support members. The people involved come from diverse backgrounds, professions, and skill areas, an advantage that greatly contributes to the success of the group's activities. The selfless, life-saving deeds of the Search and Rescue Dogs Australia team have inspired many to join them in their noble missions.
We got wiped out in the Black Saturday bushfires and up in King Lake, and the weeks following, or the days following when we actually returned to our property, I saw a lot of people walking around with orange jackets on, and I read the back of the jacket and they said SARDA, S-A-R-D-A. Well, I looked up S-A-R-D-A on the computer, and up came Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, and it was obviously Julie and Gus that I'd seen that were searching for victims of the fires. And so I made a phone call to Julie, and at that time I didn't have a dog. And so the very next day I went out and bought a German Shepherd, and you're looking at her. And she's just been fantastic. She's been the whole family's big fluffy band-aid, which has been great. And, you know, she's a terrific dog, and it's been fantastic. And the people here have just been great.
When we return, we'll meet more of the altruistic canines and humans of Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, who work continuously to aid their fellow citizens. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, SARDA, a non-profit organisation that provides certified search and rescue dog and human teams to help law enforcement agencies in various Australian states find lost and missing persons. Now let's meet the elegant canine Cruz and his devoted human companion, a passionate former Navy police dog trainer.
This is Cruz. We've had him for about 15 months now, and he's a Red Merle, Aussie Shepherd. He's been here at the Search and Rescue for just about all his life, since he was 8 weeks old. I've got a three-year plan for him, so we're going to take the 3 years to get him so he's strong in body, physically ready to go, and he's had plenty of training.
Yeah.
So he's got about 16 more months to go before we really want to get him out there working.
Yeah.
This was sort of a natural progression for me.
Yes.
And plus, I love watching them work. When dogs work naturally, they're amazing.
Yes.
So I really enjoy watching them do what they do naturally. He enjoys a tug-of-war game, and he's only a puppy, really, so it's all just good fun for him.
This is Scout. Scout is about 15 months old. She's a golden retriever. The potential of training a dog that can save lives was very appealing for me. And we haven't looked back from there. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to train her?
Well, she's still in training now. It was probably about 3 to 4 months before we were on the right track anyway. Up until then, it was a lot of, I mean, it's still play fun now, but in the early stages, it was really more about confidence building. You've seen the dogs over the agility course today. For a very young pup, it's very important just to make it fun for them. She's very, very soft natured, and on a lot of the obstacles, she may have fallen off early, and it took, 6 months to get over that sort of thing. So the early days are probably the most precious, especially with a dog like Scout. We're heading down the right track, and probably in the last 3 to 4 months, she's really been getting into the search work really well.
And so you give her a treat when she works around the agility track?
Around the agility track, yeah, she gets a treat. Not so much after each obstacle. We like to keep her focused on each obstacle, but every so often she gets a treat. With the search work, the treat, if you like, is the find. They get their toys, and then once they're back in the work truck, then they get a treat. So it's a bit of a process, but it works really well.
Thanks to these benevolent, intelligent canines, search and rescue work is much more effective and efficient.
In an area search, if you've got one search dog, it's equal to 40 human searches. So if you can imagine a line search in a bush area, well, you can have a look at the bush behind us. You couldn't get a lot of people, 2-3 people at once going through the bush as quick as a dog can drive through that bush. It would be impossible, but one dog can easily and comfortably go through that bush, and it's a quarter of the time for a fully operational search dog who is looking for that person that's lost and injured.
For all the wonderful rescue work of the SARDA team members, and for their deep commitment to helping society, particularly their unwavering efforts following the Black Saturday bushfires, Supreme Master Qinghai has contributed $1,000 to help further the group's noble work and to care for the much-deserving canine heroes and heroines. Along with the donation, Master lovingly provided bags of vegan dog food for the beautiful, hard-working canine team members, as well as a lovely selection of her books, DVDs, and CDs to share and enjoy.
Thank you very much. I'm just, for once in my life, I'm stuck for words. This has been so generous of Master Qinghai for actually coming down here and filming our work. We're all volunteers and we're just out there trying to help. If someone's lost or trapped, we just want to help them. And training the dog to do that work is just a joy for us. And to see the dog actually find somebody and be able to locate is just amazing. So thank you so much. Okay. On behalf of SADA, I'd like to thank Master Qinghai for their generous contribution of the check and for the books and the DVDs. We're just overwhelmed because we're all volunteers and we all use our own money to supply the accredited dogs for the emergency services. And this will go a long way to helping out with everything that we try to do, the dog food especially, and the books and the money. It's can't thank you enough.
Our deepest thanks, Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, for your devotion to serving the people of Australia and rescuing those in need. Your gallantry and steadfastness are an example to us all. For more details on Search and Rescue Dogs Australia, please visit www.sada.net.au. Thank you for joining us on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May we always have the protection of the Providence.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.